I'm great. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well. Now, of course, usually we talk to you. You're a Michigan State Police detective trooper, and this time around, you're doing things a little different. We're going to talk not about that, but about the big event coming up for Clara Bolin Elementary and the PTO, right?
That's right.
Yeah, the Zombie 5K Run. It sounds like a lot of fun. Tell us what's going to be happening.
Well, I think it will be a lot of fun. Yes, we are doing on October 19th, Saturday, which is Saturday, mm-hmm. out at the Tawas Point State Park. We are going to have at 9:45 a.m. a 1 mile fun run walk.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, then at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a 5K race where we hope people are going to come dressed like zombies or in a costume to add to the fun. And we're going to have some zombies kind of running around and helping you run, walk, creep, or crawl that 5K.
Oh, that's a neat idea. All right. Yeah, because we want everybody to be in the spirit of this. So why not come out dressed as your favorite zombie?
Exactly. Exactly. And so we're hoping that people will register by this next Monday, October 7th. That's early registration.
Okay.
So that they can get a discount.
All right. What is that discount? What's it cost if they get in before October 7th?
Well, for 10 and under, it's $5, which includes a bracelet.
Oh.
For 11 to 17-year-olds, it's $10. And for adults, it's
$20. Oh, all right.
And after that, there would be an additional $5. So it really does save for you to get in on the fun early.
Yeah, indeed. Now, again, you want everybody to kind of dress up if they can, but you also have T-shirts available, right?
We do. For $10, you can pre-order a T-shirt, and all the registrations are available at Locker Room Sports, Nordic Sports, the www.tawas.net website, and as well as Clara Bolin Elementary.
Right there. Now, the money comes right back into the PTO, right?
It does, and the PTO uses that money in order to purchase things that the school needs, whether it's something that the teacher requests, help with their reading program at the school. One year we bought prizes for those kids who put extra effort into reading, as well as we bought some playground equipment, because, as you know, funding is sometimes difficult, and so it's those little things in the schools that sometimes fall by the wayside, and the PTO comes alongside the teachers and the administration to help kind of fill that need.
Very good. Now, not only can they help out by coming and participating in the race, but you're also looking for sponsors for this too, right?
We are, yes. So if anyone is interested in sponsoring us, they can get a hold of, or they can actually email Cindy Martin at cmartin@tawas.net if they're interested in sponsoring, and we can set you up with a sponsorship.
Very good. It sounds like it's going to be a fun event, and again, it's happening Saturday, October 19th, the 1 mile fun run and walk at 9:45, the 5K race at 10 a.m. at Tawas Point State Park, and you know, we want everybody to dress up and have some fun with this, but there are prizes for the top finishers too, isn't there?
There are, and we will be putting that prize list available on the website.
All right. And again, go to the website for more information, but register before October 7th so you can save yourself $5 and come on out and walk, creep, and crawl with the Zombie 5K Run and Walk for Clara Bolin PTO. And again, one more time, for more information, Jennifer, how would they get more info on this event?
They could contact Cindy Martin at cmartin@tawas.net.
That's the best way to go. And Jennifer Pintar from the Clara Bolin Elementary and Parent Teacher Organization, hey, we thank you for joining us today, and we'll hope we'll have a lot of zombies, a lot of running dead out there on October 19th.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.